Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we are intentional about stopping to reflect upon God's word that's appointed for this day. I pray that the Spirit would open your heart and your mind and your ears to God's word, that it would be like a seed that comes and implants itself within you so that it may grow and bear much fruit. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in the lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The psalm that's appointed for All Saints' Day is the 34th psalm. The psalmist writes, I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth. I will glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear and rejoice. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together. I sought the Lord who answered me and delivered me from all my terrors. Look upon the Lord and be radiant. Let not your faces be ashamed. I called in my affliction and the Lord heard me and saved me from all my troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who take refuge in God. Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord. For those who fear the Lord lack nothing. The lions are in want and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good. O Lord, you redeem the life of your servants. And those who put their trust in you will not be punished. The word of the Lord. Today is kind of a strange day. It is All Saints' Day. It's a day where we stop and we give thanks and we reflect upon all of the saints. When we hear that word, saints, I think it's difficult for many of us to think about this because too often, I think, our mind goes to people in the past. We think about holy people, people who have done extraordinary things. And while those people are saints, saints encompasses more than just that. The word saint literally comes from the Latin sanctus, which is where we get the word holy. And it means to be set apart. A saint is somebody who has been set apart by God. So it's not just those who have done extraordinary things, people we may think about, like Mother Teresa or Martin Luther, or the disciples, you know, depending on how far back you want to go. But really, it includes you and me. For we've been set apart for the gospel, claimed in the waters of baptism. And when we think about the psalm, this is probably used on All Saints' Day because of the use of the word saints in the psalm. Verse 9, fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord, for those who fear the Lord lack nothing. But really, when we think about it, we hear the word, but it really encompasses all. Because think about how it begins. I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth. And in some ways, that's what we're called to as saints. Those who bless the Lord at all times, whose praises of God on our in our mouth, on our lips, those that know what it is that God has done, how God has come to us to redeem us, to sanctify us, that we would know our sins are forgiven and call us to go out into the world to be his hands and his feet, to have the words of God on our lips and in our hearts, to be able to bless God at all times, to praise him, to be able to lift up what it is that God is doing. This psalm is actually what's called an acrostic psalm. And what that means is that there's 22 stanzas because there's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. And so while we don't see this in English, if you were to look at the Hebrew, verse 1 starts with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Aleph. And then the second letter, the second verse starts with the second letter, Bet, and so forth. It would be like, as a remember in kindergarten, early on reading, we read books, you know, A is for apple, B is for banana, C is for cow, you know, whatever. Those kind of things that you know, it just went down so then we could remember it. And that's why acrostic psalms are used, because people would memorize these. People would be able to do that, and as they would go through, the notion of each verse starting with the next letter of the alphabet is kind of an oral clue to go, oh, the first line is A, and then the next line is going to begin with B, and so it gives us that clue of what comes next, right? And so part of it is think about that. Think about the notion of saints as those that encompass all that God has done. And how is it that we do at living that out? Most of us don't memorize this stuff. Most of us, you know, may not be very good at that kind of thing. But the question comes, I think, not so much can we say these exact words, because part of being a saint isn't just being able to echo back what we think the answer is, right? Like at school, sometimes we learn that all we need to do is to echo, mimic the teacher, right? The teacher tells us this, and then we tell the teacher back what they want to hear. No, part of it is, as a saint, how do words come into us? When we hear the psalms proclaim, right? I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be my mouth. I will glory in the Lord, hear and rejoice. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God. How do we live that out in daily life? How do we do it in a way that doesn't kind of push people away? Because sometimes we know people who are over-exuberant in their faith, and sometimes you just want to go, please, get away from me. But how do we exude the notion of the praise of God, the love of God, the sense of forgiveness and acceptance of others within our daily life that we seek to draw people closer to God so that people see us and go, they have something that I want. How do we live out that notion of being a saint in the world? For just like last week, which was Reformation, some people see it as a call to the back, right? Call back in history. All Saints' Day is the same way. It's not just a call back to all those who have gone before us. There's a part of that. For in church, we'll read the names of the people who have died in the last year. And we may remember people who have died, people who led godly lives that impacted us. But we remember them not just for remembrance sake, but to remember, to acknowledge how it shaped us, how it molded us, how it made us who we are, so that we go into the future, so that we go forth living that out, seeking to do that for others. That's how we are saints of the Lord and help others to know all that God has done as well. May we know that we have been redeemed and God has claimed us to go out. And may we always have the praises of God on our lips, in our mind, and in our hearts, so that we would taste and see the Lord is good. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are above all things, before all things, and surround all things. Open our eyes to see the power and how you are at work, making all things new, not only in the age to come, but in the here and now. May we take comfort always. Help us with your Spirit to rest in you and trust in you for all things, for your words are trustworthy and true. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace.